This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 29, written by Ari Leader. Naomi has a son. From Ruth 4. The women living there said, Naomi has a son. Isn't it strange? Ruth was pregnant and gave birth, but the woman exclaimed that Naomi had a son. Actually, this is the point of the story. Not only did Ruth fill Naomi's emptiness with enough food, but she also provided a son to replace the ones Naomi lost. Isn't it strange that although Ruth did all of this, the women praised God and responded in the way they did to Naomi? Actually, that's another point of the story. Although he is seldom mentioned, God gets credit for bringing food back to Bethlehem. And in a departure from the normal way of reporting conception, God is reported as making it happen. The Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. Of course, Ruth and Boaz themselves had a hand in restoring Naomi's well-being. It could not have happened without them. Even so, a few well-placed phrases remind God's people that there are no fields of ripened grain and no children without the Lord's blessing. God blesses the fruit of our labor and the fruit of the womb. Years later, Jesus, a descendant of this family, was born in Bethlehem with heaven's blessing. Through the story of Ruth, we can see that Christ's birth is part of a family history that depends on God's abundant blessings. In God's world, it is normal for Him to fill the empty and redeem what was lost. Will you pray with me? Praise be to the Lord. On this Lord's Day, we are grateful to know that our Redeemer lives. Lord Jesus, live in our hearts today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.